And welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development, it doesn't have to be fancy. And we take the bullshit out of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews, and I'm a self-development coach. I'm a former TV actress. I'm the founder of the Happy Me Project, and I'm a mom of two amazing girls. In today's episode, we are discussing changing your bullshit story, how to change the story and ultimately change your life. So you're going to first of all have to bear with me today, guys, because I'm in my office and it is chucking it down with rain outside. So I'm fairly confident that my microphone is going to pick up that rain, and I'm hoping that this rain will sound soothing and lovely and not really irritating. We'll see. You will all let me know, no doubt about it. But it's happening, and I'm recording on this day, and it's happening, okay? So this morning I was on my live stream, so you can check that out. I try to go live every Monday morning, and I go live on Facebook and on YouTube and Twitter, and in my Facebook group, the Happy Me Project Facebook group, which you are absolutely welcome to come and hang out in as well. And I was talking about changing your story and how important this is in us creating the life that we love. So I thought I would share that with you guys on a podcast as well, you know, try and just keep this conversation flowing. So the first thing to consider when we talk about changing your story is what I mean by your story. So all of us believe ourselves to be a certain way. We see ourselves as people who, don't do certain things as well. We interpret all of the things that have happened in our lives to mean that we can do or be or say or identify as any which way based on what we've learned about the world and what we've learned about ourselves in the time that we've had on this planet. And that was a bloody big mouthful. So essentially, we've decided we are a certain way, okay? And sometimes we can get stuck in what that is. And that story sits in our subconscious mind. And all of our decisions are based on what this story is. So let me give you an example to make this dead super clear. If I, and this is actually true, right? I currently, in my present state, in this moment in my life, I see myself as a person that sometimes does exercise and a lot of the time does not. So while I identify as somebody who sometimes exercises and sometimes does not, I will find that in terms of my exercise regime or being somebody who keeps fit, I don't see myself as that in any regular form. So I will continue to create habits based on that. I will continue to make excuses based around that because I don't identify in this way. Now, this is something I'm personally working on because I would like to, because my bigger picture in my life, I would like to be a fairly healthy human being. I'm never about extremes. I think we should always try and find some kind of balance. You know, sometimes you eat a load of crap and sometimes you go for a run, and you know, that for me is a comfortable space. For you, if you want to be an athlete, then you're going to have to create an identity of somebody who sees themselves as an athlete. And that comes to every area of our lives, you know, whether we believe we are a person that deserves love, whether we are a person who thinks we deserve safe love, of calm love, relationships that are fun and engaging and supportive. Do you see yourself and identify as somebody who has those things and can have those things? Or ultimately, do you somewhere in your story believe that you'll never have those things? Or you tell yourself the story of that you are a person who is unlucky, that bad things happen to you, you're a bad luck human being. These are the kind of things that I often find clients come to me with. These are stories that they've told themselves for a long time, that they are the underdog, the one that things happen to, that they are a person that can't quite get to the success that they would like. And once we understand what these stories are, and sometimes you've not even thought about them before, once we understand what's going on there, then we can begin to change the story. So what kind of life would you actually like to be leading right now? If you could sit there and you could map out, there was no stopping, what your life could look like, what would you like it to look like? And do you know what? sometimes we've never even considered that, have we? Because we're so stuck on what the barriers are. We're so stuck on these stories or these limiting beliefs or the reasons why we can never have that, or we don't even allow ourselves. But for a minute, let's just play around, okay? You and I, nobody's judging, no one knows you're even doing it. I want you just to think for a second. If money was no object, if there was no barrier in the way, if there was no old bullshit story, if there was no, you know, whatever, you know what, you know why you're not allowing yourself to even consider these options. Just for a minute, let's just play, okay? Let's imagine, what would your life look like? What would you be doing? Who would you be hanging out with? Where would you live? All of these things. Just allow your mind to go wherever you first thought. Don't even overthink this. This is about, we're just playing, right? We're just like children. We're just imagining what that would be like. When I was younger in the UK, there was a program called Penny Crayon. And if you are my age, you might remember Penny Crayon. And essentially, Penny Crayon had a crayon and she would draw things and those things would come alive. And I thought it was brilliant. And I always used to think that'd be brilliant. If you were Penny Crayon, you could just draw out exactly what you want your life to look like, or the thing that you wanted. You could just draw a chocolate bar and there'd be a chocolate bar then. You could just eat it and it'd be brilliant, right? How amazing would that be? But really, we do have that ability. We largely have that ability to do that with our lives. We get to literally get a pen and paper, write it down what we want, and then we get to create habits and daily stuff that is going to support that. We are our own Penny Crayon, right? And I'm sure some of you will message me and go, oh my God, I remember that. I've never seen it since and I don't think it's about now. I might seek it out, make my kids watch it. But anyway, we have our own ability to do this. We just forget that sometimes. So I want you to think about that now. What would you love your life to look like? And then look at a person who has this life, right? So let's say this new version of you, this tweaked version, doesn't necessarily have to be an overhaul of who you are or your personality. But let's say a person who has this life, how do they show up? What do they do day to day to be able to do that? So let's use my example of somebody who goes to the gym. Well, I would suggest that a person who goes to the gym regularly puts that in their diary, maybe books a class because that's accountability, talks about it with other people, you know, gets their gym gear out, maybe buys some gym gear. Maybe I need some new trainers. Actually, that's just made me think. I actually need some new trainers. And I think having brand spanking new running trainers would make me feel like I was like the shit. And then I would like go to the gym because I'd want to show off. But just by the showing off nature, I would actually be doing some exercise. So maybe I start with my trainers. But by doing that, that's what, you know, this really does help us. I'm joking when I say that stuff, kind of, but looking at how does a person that has that life, how would they show up? How would they carry themselves? How would they talk? What would they sound like? What would they look like? And just imagining that for a moment, whatever your life, whatever your dream life looks like, how would a person that lives in that life behave? And what are the habits that you need to acquire daily to be able to support you getting there? So when that person wakes up in the morning, what do they do? You know, if in my example, they might put on their trainers and their gym gear, that's going to make them go to the gym. They might make sure that their headphones are charged or their, you know, their playlist is right. They might call a friend and say, do you want to meet me at the gym? Because we're going to go to the gym or whatever else. Thinking about what your daily actions are doing, and really small stuff as well, because it's the small stuff that really shapes the bigger picture, isn't it? And the story that we hold for ourselves. Now, as you've imagined this person and you've thought about these habits, and you can write all of this down, by the way, you know I'm a fan of the pen and paper. So writing this stuff down is dead important for us. So write down the bigger picture life. What would you like? What are some of the key elements to your amazing life? Okay. Then you're going to think about, okay, so who lives in this life? What kind of person? What key traits do they have? And what are the habits that they probably need to have? And then look at the reality of your right now. Who do you currently identify as? What are your current daily habits? And how do these things conflict with each other? And then how can you begin to bring in some of the new positive habits that are going to aid this new story? And you're going to probably have to work on some of those limiting beliefs that you've got. So if you've never heard anybody talk about limiting beliefs, it's nothing complicated, right? A limiting belief is a belief that you've got in your head something you probably repeat to yourself, that negative voice that sometimes shows up, and that belief sits in our subconscious mind. So we're not even always aware we have it there, sat there, just waiting to pounce. And it's a belief that we have that stops us. It limits us in some way. It stops us from getting to the life that we actually want because it's sat there holding us back. And so we got to do some work on that. And I've talked about this a little bit on this podcast before, I think, probably. If I haven't, I've talked about it on my Facebook or my YouTube as well. And I certainly talk about that in my programs, my 6-week coaching program, the You Got This Academy. We have a whole week on story changing and limiting beliefs. So this is something that's really important in us moving forward. So just noticing what are the beliefs that are sat in there and look at how you can begin changing the story. That's all it is. Reframe some stuff. Have you been a person that has told yourself for a long time that you're broken, that you're just a person who's just, life has happened to, some tough shit went down in your life. And I know that there's some of you have been through some horrific stuff. It's not minimizing that stuff, but you still get to choose whether you identify as a broken, ruined person, or you identify as somebody who has a great life. I think it's interesting in terms of mindset. When my husband had died, not long after that, that happened, I did a show on YouTube and a podcast called True Geordie. A guy called Brian and his partner, that made it sound like it was his boyfriend. It's not. His partner on the show is a guy called Lawrence. Amazing two guys. Really, really great, great show. Check it out if you don't already know it. I mean, they have millions of viewers and subscribers, so you might do. But I was on that show as their first female guest, which was a lovely privilege to be part of. And on that show, I wore a t-shirt that said Lucky. And if I'm being really honest, it wasn't a really conscious choice, other than I was attracted to the t-shirt. I thought, oh, that's cool. I do feel lucky. And it's interesting that just months after my husband's death, I still identified as a person who was lucky. Now, from somebody outside looking in, that might seem, what a weird combination. How are you lucky? You're clearly unlucky. Your husband died, the person you loved, they died. That's shit. That's bad luck. And on the one hand, absolutely, that's bad luck. But I don't identify as a person who is bad luck or has bad luck. I don't. I've got so many amazing things in my life that how could I possibly identify as that? And because I tell myself that story, ultimately good things begin to happen because my brain is now trained, and I promise you it takes training, guys, and it doesn't always behave itself. But because my brain is trained to seek out the good, I do identify as somebody who is a lucky person. I feel lucky every day. And so I attract more of that into my world. This isn't that complicated. What we tell ourselves, we create in our reality. A lovely quote, actually, you know I like the quotes, from Norman Vincent Peale is, change your thoughts and you will change your world. And that really is it. The more we start to recognize the thoughts that we are having on repeat, as a habit, the more we can recognize why we might not be getting the things that we want, or we just keep saying the same things show up for us in our worlds. It isn't that complicated. We change what we have decided about ourselves towards the things that we, you know, the way we know it needs to be. And ultimately we will start to get those things in our lives. I know that you can have an amazing life. I know some of you already have absolutely the life that you want, but some of you don't. And that's why you're here, or at least there's elements of it that you find challenging. And so we need to look at this stuff. And I know that you're here because you want to do that. So let's do it. Let's get real. Get that pen and paper out. Look at this stuff, or just sit in quiet, sit in meditation, sit with your thoughts for a minute. I know they're scary when we sit with our thoughts. It's a bit much, isn't it? But we got to do it. We got to look the tiger in the eye. So I want you to do that. I want you to see what is going on for you. What is the story? Who do you see yourself as? And then if that isn't exactly what you would like it to be, when you tune in, you think, oh shit, like this is not helpful. Okay, well, begin to take some steps to change it. Now, along the way, I want to make sure that you are always being compassionate to yourself. It's been a lot. Life is a lot all the time. It is. It's wonderful, but it's also a lot. There's a lot of things we've got to navigate, guys. And so please be kind to yourself as you go through this process. It isn't easy. And actually, when you start finding out all of this stuff about yourself and all of these limiting beliefs, it can feel like you're being knocked about a little bit. And you're probably quite surprised that you've been so hard to yourself, hard on yourself even. But it's okay. As long as along the journey, as you work through this stuff, you give yourself a break now and then, and you just appreciate that. It's a tough old journey, this life business. But I know that you're going to be all right. And I know that you're here because you are about to step into the best years of your life. That's about to happen for you because you're here to create that. You're going to penny crayon that shit, okay? It's what's going to happen. I'm definitely going to Google penny crayon after this recording. Thank you guys for continuing to support this podcast in all of the ways that you are. Please do share it with your friends and those that you think could benefit from hearing some of my ramblings. And I am about to finish up the You Got This Academy part 2. We are on our last week, which has flown by. And I will be taking new students in. That made it sound like I was fostering people. I will be accepting new students at the end of this year. So if you've been following on social media or you've heard me chatting about my 6-week coaching program, then you should keep your eyes and ears ready and listening and waiting and get ready to join that, because it's an ace program and the people that join are always really cool and support each other and all of that stuff, which is important. I've also today, because my ADHD brain wants to come up with ideas like 24/7, and sometimes I just chuck them out into the world, I also decided today on a live stream that I'm going to create a membership, because so many of you want that accountability and want that regularity to showing up for yourself. And often when people do my programs, such as the You've Got This Academy, or they work with me in a one-on-one space, or they've seen me on something or whatever, they want to be part of my community and they want to keep working on their self-development. So I'm going to do it. Okay. I've been chatting about it for quite a bit, actually, guys, to be honest. But other things have happened, but I have said it now, it is out into the world. And I think it's going to be I know it's going to be an amazing space for you, even though I don't have all of the details. It's going to happen. And what else is going to happen, and this is exciting to even be considering right now, is that I am going to look at, over the next week, getting a date or dates, plural, in the diary to get out into the world and meet you in real life. Actual real life workshop in person. I do not know what the rules will be. It will obviously be after June or July in the UK, because of restrictions. But this looks like this year we will be getting to meet in person. And so many of you followed me over just the last year due to, you know, the pandemic and everything that's been going on. And I would love to meet you in person. And we just do the same stuff, but in person and proper. And we get to be real human beings and have a cup of tea together and some biscuits, and it'll be ace. So I'm also looking at that. So definitely keep tuned in, and I will be getting some stuff out there in the world for you so we can work together in other ways. I hope you have an amazing day. Go and create an amazing story and an amazing life for yourself. Do let me know what you think of the show always, and offer me up your thoughts and your ideas for things that you would like me to talk about. I will speak to you all very soon. To learn more about the Happy Me Project, my online courses, events, and one-on-one coaching, click the links below and get involved. Make sure to share this podcast, follow, subscribe, and tell me all of your learnings. I will catch you on the next episode. Stay safe. Peace.